Okay, so there's some matters arising here. So let's just see what they are. John, disabled parking notices in the square.
So I looked earlier today. Unfortunately, it's not done as yet, I'm afraid. Just need to keep at it.
Okay.
Think there are just I mean, there are some issues about the type of sign, and that given the height, you know, that the post is at, it would need to make sure that it can't be a kind of metal sign that would be at that low height that would catch an eye or a child's head or something like that. So it would might have to be a kind of bespoke type of sign. But
I'll not just paint it on the ground.
No, we've not done that.
Can they not do it?
I imagine it could be done. I think the issue would be...
No, most people notice it if it's on the ground more than a sign.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I understand that, but obviously there was no paint put down in the square when it was designed. And you know, the delineation is by the kind of brickwork or the stonework, if you like, and the sign that's on the pole. I appreciate that it's quite high up and it'd be better having something a bit more noticeable, but I'll see you in relation to that. But it is a kind of, it was a decision that was made at the time not to paint the surface of the road of the square.
Well, it's a stupid decision.
I'm keen not to get pulled up into detail on these things because we've got quite a lot to go through here. Norma, you were picking up an issue of some use. The college hospital, has that been resolved? Yeah. Can't hear you, Norma. You're mute.
Yeah, it's all quiet at the moment. They've all been spoken to, so hopefully it doesn't happen again, but I'm not saying it will never.
Okay, that's fine. And we're going to talk about the defibrillator later on. I've written to PKC about the toilet provision, so we'll come on to that in the agenda. I put up a post on Facebook about graveyards, and there's been quite a good response to that. And I put an article in the Quare yet. I haven't read the Quare, so I don't know if it's in for sure, but I submitted an article to them.
Can I just say, I've had quite a lot to do with Derek this week after losing my uncle. And he actually had a little chat with me about the whole thing. He's a wee bit disappointed that none of us actually contacted him. What they would like us to do, well, what they propose, something between Kenmore and Aberfeldy, he's thinking round about Dundyne Farm, if they were willing to give up a field or some land, to do a 50-50 eco and normal cemetery. He says that the council are not going to be proactive on this because Pitlochry is in much more need, apparently. But he said if we speak to a chap called Willie Gregg from the council, and if we were more proactive, would get somewhere. So if we were to speak to somebody at Dundyne Farm, basically, and if they then go back to the council and suggest to them, that's going to be the best way to go, he thinks.
Okay, thank you, Lorraine. So I spoke to David Gold quite early on about this.
Mm-hmm.
So apologies to Derek if we got the line wrong there.
Yeah.
I'm happy to speak to him about it.
Yeah.
We have somebody speaking to one of the local... There is somebody speaking to one of the farmers at the moment.
Okay.
And I've been asked not to say anything until those conversations. So whether it's Dundyne or somewhere else, I'm not actually sure.
Yeah.
But there's certainly someone having a look at that just now.
Okay.
I think we just have to be mindful that, you know, not every piece of ground, if you like, will be suitable for a cemetery. So don't take it for granted that if somebody is willing to sell or provide a piece of ground, that it will actually be suitable for a cemetery. So, you know, there's a lot of work we need to be done around about it. And Willie Gregg, I think, was the person I spoke to that gave us the figures that showed the, you know, the issues of capacity in cemeteries within, I can't remember if it was Perth and Kinross or our area. I'd need to go back and have a look. So, you know, we have been speaking to him, and they are aware of the situation, and they are obviously trying to resolve it.
Thank you. We do have the graveyard on the agenda as well, so we'll maybe pick up any other last things on there.
Okay.
There's going to be a drive-in safety event in Aberfeldy on the 15th of November, 2 p.m. So I'll maybe just confirm that in the minutes again. PKC, we're looking at marking the bus bays in Wyness Car Park. Have you anything on that, John?
I have asked them to consider doing that. I'm not sure. I think there might be some kind of legal stuff around about it that we need to do, but it would obviously reserve the spaces for coaches, and that might help in terms of visitors to the town.
Okay, thank you, John. That's all the matters arising that I can see.